Hello and welcome everyone to the Seize the Power webinar. I'm Kate Large and today is August 20th. I want to thank you for your time, whether you're listening in this moment or later to the recording of this exciting program. I want to express my gratitude to you that you're sharing your time with me. And I want to acknowledge that you're serious about making changes in your life to experience more joy, more happiness, and more prosperity. It's my deep intention and commitment to deliver to you the absolute best content I can to help you achieve the results that you're looking for. I sent out an email late last night with the link to a handout for you to use in today's program. If you haven't printed that out yet, please do so if you can. First, I want to share with you that this call is all about facing the life you're living now, dialing in on those areas that are uncomfortable and unhappy that you want to change, and identifying what no longer works for you from deep within, and tapping into the power within you to make the changes you dream of your reality. We incarnated this lifetime, you and I, to experience the dualities of Mother Earth, the love, joy, happiness, hate, anger, sadness, all the pain and joy that is living a life as a human. You may feel that at times parts of your life overflows with experiences that you don't like, and now you're ready and willing to do what it takes to experience the life that you do want. You're ready to take control of your creation energy. In this program, we're going to talk about your creation energy from within that creates your reality. Unlike the caterpillar who only has a short window of opportunity to transform into a beautiful butterfly, I want you to know that it is never too late to allow yourself to expand into being, doing, and having what you dream of. It's never too late to seize the life force energy within you and focus it to powerfully create the reality you want to live. You've come to the right place if you feel trapped in life situations and relationships. Perhaps you're miserable in your job, but you stay there because you're convinced it's safe and secure. Or maybe you're experiencing relationships that have run their course and no longer hold physical love, much less honor and respect. You're living an existence of lack in one or more areas of your life where you feel like you're a victim and others are sabotaging you. If even one of these experiences are a reflection of your life, I'm so glad you're here. Today we're going to unlock the secret to changing your state of being, to tap into the power within you to create the life of prosperity that is your birthright. By the end of our time together, you'll have action steps to make the necessary changes to create a life of prosperity. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of this program, I want to share with you my story of awakening and authenticating the information I'm sharing with you. I'm very passionate about holding the safe space for you to shift your energy to create a better life for yourself, and when you hear my story, you'll immediately understand why. Most of my life, I've lived in the low vibrating energy of fear. I made living in a state of fear at some level an art form for years. I was drowning in an abundance of lack of money, lack of love, and I attracted jobs to prove to me that I was a victim of circumstances over and over. I kept kissing frogs and lizards when I attracted men who would push me to the brink of losing my mind, then reel me back in by being nice to me. It was as if I had a neon sign on my forehead that said, "Step on me and abuse me, I like it." Deep down, I knew there had to be a way for me to stop the crazy roller coaster I was on. There had to be a way to use the power within me to create a better life for myself. But just what the heck was it? Then my angel sent to me The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Govel Shinn. For me, this book was magical. absolutely magical, and it opened the door to finding my way to this moment of today, being here with you. Through Florence's words, I learned that I have the power to create my reality. That was a tough realization to get my mind around. If I have the power to create my reality, did that mean I had created the mess that was my life? It's like, au contraire, how could this possibly be? Back in the late 80s, I got married, and a year later, my daughter was born. About that time, I discovered my husband was using controlled substances, and he wasn't going to stop. After we divorced, he became a meth addict, and at times it was necessary for my daughter and I to hide out, because I was afraid he would either take her and kill me, or kill us both. With meth addicts, you never know. Back then, life was a very scary place. And how could I have created that? I didn't want any of that. Just how did I create it? Now I know that deep within me, I had been conditioned to believe that I didn't deserve happiness, and subconsciously I believed that. With that belief, I gave my power away. I wore that sign on my forehead that invited others to step on me and abuse me. My energy attracted life situations and relationships that I really did not want, but my energy told the universe that I did. The universe doesn't distinguish between good or bad. It simply matches energy to energy, and my energy was the low vibration of fear. So I attracted more and more things to be fearful of. When I look back, I can clearly see my path through chaos and at times destruction. Then I experienced the energy of Florence Govelshin's work, and I tapped into the energy of love and light that is within me, that's within all of us. And in tapping into that love and that light, it was fanned to a roaring, flaming state of brilliantly vibrating love and light. And from that new state of being, my life began to shift. I tapped into the power of the energy within me and let go of the fear for my ex and what he might do. Coincidentally, when I shifted, he got help to clean up his life, and he just celebrated 15 years of being drug-free. At that time, I was working for an architect, and I hated the job. Working there was tolerable because my boss usually didn't show up till after I'd been in the office for a few hours. I'll never forget the day I pulled into the parking lot and spontaneously burst into tears when I saw his truck. I knew then I had to get another job. I couldn't continue living this way between my ex-husband and my boss. I was allowing my circumstances to destroy me, but I was scared that I wouldn't find anything that paid as much. But I claimed it anyhow. I claimed there was a better job for me, and one miraculously came to me. I worked a new job for 2 years, then was laid off, a single mom with a small child. I wasn't overjoyed about this, but my coworkers were way more upset than I was. I told them not to worry about me. I always land on my feet, and I did. I had my secret weapon, my understanding of energy to support me. I stepped into my power and claimed an even better job for myself, and the universe provided one within just a few days. However, the new job was a significant cut in pay, a 40% cut in pay. The energy within me told me it was a job of my highest good, so I took it anyway, and it turned out to be my dream corporate job. Within 4 years, my pay increased 250% without any further education on my part. My insurance was paid in full. I had 5 weeks, yes, 5 weeks paid vacation, with more time off if I needed or wanted it. I worked flexible hours, and my boss put family first, including mine. So guilt wasn't shoved down my throat when my daughter was sick, and I had to stay home and take care of her. Plus, during this time, I learned how to change the story of my relationships. I learned to love myself. I learned that I could only receive as much love as I felt for myself. And in the beginning, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not much and 10 being a lot, I was scratching to get to a 2. When I began to love myself, the other areas of my life began to change too. I dumped an abusive boyfriend and attracted to me someone who not only loves me, but cherishes me as well. I ended up leaving the corporate job I loved to be with him and stepped into sharing my life with others in a powerful way. Yet something was missing. I would stand tall in my power and create miracles in my life. Then I would let that lower energy of fear run amok again, and I would create things I didn't want. I wasn't sustaining my energy of creation at the level of prosperity. And just why not? I knew in my heart what it was, but the it was eluding me. I knew the old paradigm of living wasn't working anymore. That one where you set a goal and take physical action steps and manifest that goal. But why would I create wonderful miracles in my life? The next thing you know, my energy shifts back into that low gear of fear, and I'm creating more things I don't want. What the heck? I knew this shifting back and forth from the energetic vibration of low gear fear to the high gear love was my downfall. But how was I shifting back and forth, and what did I need to do to stop it? Are you seeing any correlation to your life here? Well, about this time that I decided there had to be some other way to make this work, I temporarily moved back to where I grew up to take care of my grandmother. All the painful reasons I left there 30 years ago threw themselves in my face, and I immediately began to relive pain of the past that I had resolved years ago, that I thought I had resolved. Thankfully, I understood that we are as an onion, and we can only heal to the level of our vibration in that moment. Then we expand and shift to a higher vibration, and more painful energy of the past can be healed. I also understood that the revelation of pain that I had dealt with in the past was a direct sign that I'd grown and expanded to a much higher state of energy. I share this with you because healing the depth of the pain of the past was key to unlocking my vault of prosperity creation energy when I got back home to Colorado, and this is how. The car I'd been driving was a 19-year-old black Eagle Vision. The body was great, the inside was in good shape, and it had the very best heater in Colorado, but it desperately needed a new paint job. My husband wanted to paint it years ago, but I wouldn't let him put more money into it because I didn't drive it much, and I wanted a new, small SUV since 2002. But I work at home, in my office, driving less than 5,000 miles a year, and I didn't need a new car or even another used car for that matter. So I would go back and forth with my energy of wanting a new car, but not needing a new car. But when I got back from caring for Grandma, I looked at my car that needed a new paint job, and I clearly saw that my car directly reflected how I felt about myself before I healed all the pain of the past when I was away. Standing there looking at the car, I felt the energy shift, and I knew I was a different person. Want and need never entered into it. I was now at a higher vibration of energy, and I didn't align with the car's energy anymore. I blessed the car on its way, then I clearly remember getting into it and visualizing what it would feel like to be sitting in my new SUV. What would it smell like, how it would drive, and how easily I could see out its large windows. I could feel the vibration of the excitement throughout my body as I drove out the driveway in my old car. Then I went on my way and I forgot about it. Shortly after that, my husband handed me an envelope and told me the contents was the down payment for my new small SUV and that he'd found one for me. We went to take a look at it and I experienced a very exciting surprise. The vehicle had everything I wanted, moonroof, large windows, I could see easily, key fob to unlock and lock the doors, and it was silver, a spiritual color. And the list just went on and on. And then I said it, and yes, this was the energy I felt that day I drove out the driveway weeks ago, visualizing what my new SUV would feel like. We purchased the vehicle, and the payments were even less than I had in mind to pay. The SUV that Freddie found for me is a Mercedes, a far cry from a 20-year-old Eagle Vision that needed a paint job. So what I want you to really get is that I took a life of intense, profound fear that I had created and didn't like, and used the tools I'm going to share with you to create a life that I love, and you can do it too. If you've joined late, I did send an email with a short handout for the program last night, so if you can, print that out. So let me share with you very quickly what we're going to cover, and then we'll dive into the content of today's program. Today, we will step out of feeling helpless and powerless and stop running from the life you don't want. You'll discover who has the power in relationships, and you'll meet today's new paradigm of living and learn what it means to stand in your power. And you'll learn the number one thing you must do to create a different reality. And I'm going to introduce you to the 5 steps to create prosperity. My commitment to you is that I'm going to give you as much information as I possibly can during our time together. And I know that some of you will want to go deeper into the information I'm sharing and take the momentum of the energy flow further. So before we conclude, I'll share with you how we can work together to expand your power of creation more quickly. Now we'll dive into the program. Florence Scovel Shinns teaches, in the game of life, we each have a square of life consisting of health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, or our work. We live in a fast-paced world. Everyone is busy doing what needs to be done every day. Then before we know it, not only have days slipped by, but weeks, months, and sometimes years. Days begin, then they're over, and for many of you listening to my voice, at the end of the day, you're exhausted. Exhausted because you've been struggling to create loving relationships, better health, increased cash flow, and work that you love. But it feels like you're on a hamster, like a hamster on a wheel. You're running really fast, but you're seeing little to no results. You feel stuck, overwhelmed, helpless, and powerless to create something new, something different than what you have, and you're fed up with the status quo. Have you tried setting your intention using affirmations, praying, and still you're creating the same thing over and over? Today is the day to stop that cycle of struggling. The number one thing you must do to stop the struggling cycle and create changes in your life that make you happy is to decide to shift your energy and do it. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Could it be that easy? Stay with me. The old paradigm of living was to get clear on what you want, set a goal, take physical action steps, and manifest that goal. That method of creation does not work anymore. The new paradigm of living is this. Get clear on what you want. That's number one. There's 5 steps here. Number 2, look within to discern your core energy. Your level of creation energy is why you don't already have what you want. Perhaps it's because you are wishy-washy with your decision, like I was with my car, going back and forth. Perhaps it's because deep within you believe yourself to be undeserving, unworthy, or not good enough, and you may not even know it, that you feel that way. Release, number 3, release the low vibrating, negative, limiting thought patterns and beliefs that created your present reality, and shift your energy into the higher vibration of what it would feel like to already have what you want, what it would feel like to receive. Number 4, ask for guidance in prayer from your angels, from God, from your higher self, as to action steps to take to create what you want. Number 5, get out of your way and do what you're guided to do and create something new and different in your life, what you want. So in today's world, after getting clear on what you want, your next step is to look deep within to discern the level of your creation energy. What is your creation energy? Everything is energy, including your thought patterns and beliefs. Your creation energy is the energetic vibration of your thought patterns and beliefs that create your reality. Everything we want, everything we dream of, is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. Everything. Every relationship, job, house, car, trip, everything we dream of is in our field of potentiality. Now you're probably wondering, what am I looking for when I look within to discover the level of my creation energy? Before answering, I want to ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being very little struggling and 10 being massive struggling, where are you with regard to struggling in each area of your square of life on an average daily basis? Go to number 3 on your handout and circle the number for each area. The degree to which you're struggling will vary depending on what day it is and what area of life of your life that you're looking at. So now let's approach your square of life with a new question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not happy and 10 being very happy, where are you with regard to being happy in each area of your square of life? Listen to the guidance of your heart and be honest with your answer. Circle a number in each area of your square of life in section 4 of your handout. This information shows you specifically the areas of your life to focus on so you can get really clear about the changes that you wish to make. Each one of us creates our reality through us, through the energy of the thought patterns and beliefs that make up our core vibration. We radiate out from us energetic vibrations that draw to us, like magnets, relationships, life situations, and material things that match the energy of our internal thought patterns and beliefs. Through the ebb and flow of energy through us, the universe matches to us the reality, all those life situations, relationships, and material things that vibrate at that same level as our core vibration. This is going on all the time. No one gets to opt out of this. Whether it's consciously or subconsciously, if we believe we're limited, unworthy, undeserving, or not good enough, we draw to us life experiences that are in alignment with that energy. Let's get real. If we can consciously and subconsciously believe that we're limitless, worthy, and deserving, we would already be living the life we love. No one consciously chooses to create a life that they're miserable in. I didn't consciously choose to create a life that resulted in my being afraid, but I did consciously choose to create something new and different, and I did that by releasing deep-seated thought patterns and beliefs that limited me in what I could create. When you identify your core vibration, no matter what it is, you can then take steps to raise that vibration to create a better life. What is your core vibration of the energy of your thought patterns? I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions to help you get clear on this answer. When I ask the question, the first thing that pops into your head is your heart answer. This is the correct answer. If you ponder the question or hesitate, your physical brain gets involved and it may overshadow the truth. We're looking for the truth here today, so let your heart speak. I'm going to ask these questions a little quickly so you don't have time to let your brain get involved. These questions pertain to how you feel about yourself. Again, let your heart speak. Go to section 6A on your handout, and you'll see numbers 1, 2, and 3 with yes and no options. When I ask the question, just check the appropriate answer. Number 1, do you believe you deserve to be happy? Without any resistance. Number 2, do you believe you're worthy to live a happy life? Without any resistance. Number 3, do you believe you're good enough to have the things that you want? Were you surprised at your answers? Your conscious mind may have wanted to say yes to each of these questions, but your subconscious heart tells the truth. If you did answer yes to each question, and there are areas of your life that are less than what you want, you let your human brain get in your way. After this program, look deeper into these questions and discern where you feel resistance in your body. Resistance is a red flag from your body telling you it is out of harmony. These are the questions again. Write the questions down on the B segment of number 6. Number 1, do you believe you deserve to be happy? Do you believe you deserve to be happy? Number 2, do you believe you are worthy to live a happy life? Do you believe you are worthy to live a happy life? Number 3, do you believe you're good enough to have the things that you want? Do you believe you're good enough to have the things that you want? This information is your starting point to identify why your creation energy is creating the life you currently live. Because you do deserve all these things. The answer is yes. But we have to believe it from deep within. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest level of belief and 10 being the highest, answer these questions on number 7 of your handout. Be sure to let your heart answer. Number 1. Do you believe you are limited in what you can be, do, and have? Yes or no? Number 2, do you believe you are limitless in what you can be, do, and have? Yes or no? This information is your first step to fulfilling your true potential to create the life that you long for. When you identify your core vibration of your thought patterns and beliefs, release what no longer serves you, and shift your vibration to a higher state of being, you shift your energy. You shift within. And when you shift within, you're no longer in alignment energetically with the reality of your life. So your reality must also shift to be in alignment of your core vibration. Your energy shift stirs the universe to bring to you a new reality. The universe doesn't distinguish between good or bad energy. It simply matches like energy to like energy. So when you shift your energy within, you send out a ripple signal of energy, drawing to you relationships, life situations, and material things that vibrate at your new energetic vibration. Many of you may be thinking, you can look at your core creation energy, identify the thought patterns and beliefs that have been holding you back, but what about other people? What about relationships with coworkers, bosses, family, and friends? What about all the times you've been standing there minding your own business when someone else does something just dreadful to you. You may be asking, number one, how did you attract this awful experience with this person? You were the victim. You didn't do anything. How did you attract it? Number two, how do you stop them from repeating terrible behavior over and over? How do you stop the cycle? This is a victim state of mind, and that used to be my playground. I would be standing there or working or doing whatever, minding my own business, and someone would say or do something to me that was just terrible. Have you been there? You didn't do anything and someone else was just dreadful to you? They said something or did something and you're standing there with your mouth open, shocked at what just happened. Sometimes you're not even sure it really did happen because everyone else is oblivious. Or even worse, everyone does recognize what just happened to you, but you're speechless with surprise and shock, so the situation gets completely out of hand. Think back to a life situation, like the one I've just described, where you are the victim, and allow yourself to feel that energy of it, that humiliation, the anger, the frustration, the feelings of being helpless and powerless, and then look again at the energy of the three previous questions. When you look within at the three questions about worthiness, deserving, and being good enough, you'll discover that each one vibrates at that same vibration as the experience of being a victim. What we must remember is that we are experiencing a human existence. And when something happens to us that is a shock or a surprise, it only lasts for a few moments. Then we are aware of what just happened. We've moved past the initial shock and we move into awareness. As humans, we get caught up in being unaware. And that's why that shock or surprise of that situation then shoots us into being a victim. However, after the instant of shock is over, we're in awareness, and that is where we have a choice to stay in victim mindset or to choose to step out of victim mindset. The reality is that we hold the power over our choices with regard to our relationships with other people. To look deeper into this concept, at the core, anyone who does something to us that ignites that victim mindset energy within us, that situation, that person is actually mirroring to us something within ourselves that we do not like, or something that's holding us back that we need to change the energy of. So when we experience a situation that causes us to feel like we're a victim, we've drawn that to us through our core energy, the experience, so we can look deep within and discern what it is about ourselves that we don't like. When we do this, when we take that time to get out of the tailspin of being a victim, step out of the emotion of it, and ask the divinity within us to show us what it is about ourselves that we do not like, our heart will reveal to us the core of our pain, and we can disconnect from it. We may discover shame, guilt, or humiliation energy of an experience from our past that we have never healed. We may discover an experience from a past life. No matter what we discover, by identifying it, even if it isn't the exact situation, but the energy of it, we have the opportunity to face it, disconnect from it, and heal it at the root core level. When we do this, we take our power back from those who do things that result in us feeling like a victim. When we do this, we heal the lower vibration of creation energy that draws to us experiences of being a victim. When we do this, we stop the cycle of being a victim. So let's get clear on this. We subconsciously draw to us experiences of being a victim to give us the opportunity to look within and identify what we don't like about ourselves. We're given the golden opportunity to look deep within, to pull forth the feelings of not being good enough, of shame, of guilt, of unworthiness, and feeling as if we are undeserving. I'll share with you a perfect example from my own life. For years, there was a family member who at every opportunity did or said something to initiate feelings within me that I didn't belong in the family. Her actions would make me feel like I was an outsider, no matter what I did. And every time this happened, I would go into a tailspin of being a victim, being hurt, and feeling like I didn't fit in. I was an outsider and brokenhearted that I didn't have this person's approval and love, no matter how hard I tried. And I dreaded seeing this person. The reality of what was happening was this. I subconsciously believed I needed this person's approval as validation that I'm valuable. And every time she would do or say something dreadful, I would fall headfirst into being a victim instead of looking within to discover why I was attracting this experience and, more importantly, why her approval was so important to me. I thought these experiences were just horrible. But they were really golden opportunities for me to look within, discover what I didn't like about myself or how I felt about myself, face it, disconnect from it, heal it, and ascend my energy to create something better. The last time this family member was dreadful to me, I remembered my power and I acted on it. I looked within and asked, what is it that this person is mirroring to me that I need to look at? And I saw it. I discovered the energy of not feeling like I was valuable, which led to seeing an experience when I was 4 years old that made me feel ashamed, undeserving, and unimportant. When I exposed this painful energy of the past, I understood the energy link between my current relationship with this person and what happened so many years ago that just kept dragging on. It was in the moment that I faced it that the cord began to disconnect. When I felt that release, I embraced feelings of being valuable, worthy and deserving, and I began to heal at a very deep DNA level. I released the energy of those limiting thought patterns and beliefs and took my power back. Now, no matter what this family member does or says, she no longer has the power to hurt me. You have the power in all your relationships, even the ones that make you feel like you're a victim. The magnificence of this knowledge is that you don't have to wait till the next time someone makes you feel like a victim to stop the cycle of attracting dreadful situations. All you need to do is step back into the energy of a situation that threw you into victim mindset and look deep within. Ask the divinity within you what it is that you need to look at. What is it about yourself that they are mirroring to you? And allow yourself to take in whatever is shown to you. Face whatever it is. disconnect from it and allow it to heal. Then embrace how valuable you are and stop the cycle of being a victim. This process also works with healing painful past relationships with people who are no longer in your life. Learning how to take my power back with regard to relationships was a really big thing for me, and it affected every area of my life. When you take back your power in one area of your life, that shift in energy touches all the other areas of your life. Our world is in a continual energetic flux that fully supports and motivates the ascension of our energy to create our version of heaven on earth. Once you stop the cycle of creating what you don't want by ascending your creation energy, allow yourself to dream big. Allow yourself to remember the dreams of your heart that you pushed aside as impossible. Allow yourself to fully know that everything you dream of is possible. Now I'll share with you the 5 steps of prosperous, powerful creation to bring those dreams into your reality. 1, get clear on what you want. Decide firmly. Don't settle. If you're settling, you still have feelings of being unworthy deep within. 2, shift your energy to the joy of having already received what you want. 3, allow the universe to match to you what you want without expectation of the how you will receive it. Don't ask for money to buy things. What you want is what the money will pay for. If you set your intention of receiving money to buy what you want, you limit the universe on how you can receive it. 4, ask the divinity within you to show you the action steps, if there are any, to draw to you what you dream of. 5, confidently complete the action steps with the energy of receipt. The universe supports you ascending your energy to the highest vibration possible to create as your reality all that you dream of. And everything you dream of is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. Are you ready and willing to take responsibility for the life you've created? Would you like to be on a fast track to leave feeling powerless behind and create loving relationships that build a powerful foundation for prosperity in all areas of your life? If you are, then a Loving Relationships Enlightenment session is perfect for you. And I'm offering 10 of these sessions as my gift to you for being a part of this program today. During this session, you'll have my complete attention for 45 minutes as we discover what's subconsciously drawing to you less than loving relationships. We'll create a clear plan with detailed action steps to draw to you the loving relationships that you desire. And you'll learn the one simple step that you can take immediately to jumpstart your loving relationship flow. These sessions are by application only. By the time we complete today, you will have in your inbox an email whose subject line reads, Loving Relationships Enlightenment Session Application. If you're listening to the recording of this program and you missed the solo email, the application is also included in the email with the recording link. If you want to be considered for one of these sessions, click reply to your email and answer all of the application questions. There aren't very many, but all the questions must be answered to be considered. Timing is critical. Hundreds of people registered, and there are only 10 sessions available. I know many who registered are working at this moment and plan to download the recording and listen to it later. So I'm allotting time for you to listen later, but I must have your application no later than August 26th for you to be considered for one of these powerful sessions. Recipients of the sessions will receive an email with directions to schedule your appointment. Those who completed the application but did not receive a session will also be notified. I must say I'm very excited and honored to be partnering with 10 of you to hold the space for you to tap into your brilliance and powerfully create not only loving relationships, but create a firm foundation to create the life you love in all areas of your life. Be sure to check your email when our time here is complete. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stop running from the life that you've created and face it. Get real and clear about what it is that you want. Look within to discover what your creation energy is and let go of limiting thought patterns and beliefs. I encourage you to listen to this program again to take in anything you may have missed. Every time you listen to it, you'll be at a higher level of ascension and new ahas will speak to you. Know that you deserve to be happy and live a life that you love. It's your birthright. This completes this program of Seize the Power. In the coming months, I'll be sharing many more free webinars such as this with lots of useful information, tips, and tools to help you expand your power to create your miraculous life. Be sure to sign up for the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers newsletter to know when these programs are available. Thank you very much for sharing your valuable time with me. I'm so grateful for you, and I send you love and light. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and every moment after.